Tim Fleming in the Morning on AM 1300 KGLO.
AM 1300 KGLO. I'm Tim Fleming. And as I mentioned, Tana Frederick would join me in studio. Hi, Tana.
Hi. We're just having too good of a time in here.
We're kind of laughing and telling stories behind the microphone a little bit. But on a serious note, this is kind of fun for you right now, isn't it?
It is great.
You've got great. This film that's going gangbusters.
It is going. It really is. And, you know, after making an independent film and the time that you put in, 7 years it's been, Tim. I mean, you've had me in here talking about this while I was doing the casting. We cast 600 people across the state, or we had casting calls across the state, and you were gracious and had me in talking about it, you know. And it's taken me 7 years to complete this sucker.
Tell us about that process then. So when you're doing this, you're putting together a show, a film. What goes in? I mean, you talk about the years, but the writing, the acting, the staging, the finding locations, I mean, on and on and on and on and on.
Right. When I was in here before, you know, the filming is just a tiny part of it, because we filmed, we brought, well, everybody was in state. The cast and the crew was in state. But we went and we filmed here, I think, 3 weeks total. And we filmed in Forest City and Garner on my grandparents' and my family farms, which was really cool. And we filmed, I remember we filmed like when it was absolutely freezing out. And then we filmed one of those days in August when it was 105. Oof. And we were just all dying and getting popsicles from the gas stations. And, you know, but everybody was awesome. But once you complete the filming part, then you're in post-production. And when you don't have a lot of money for post-production, you know, we're out in Los Angeles hustling, pulling favors from our friends at Paramount and from Technicolor to complete everything, you know, and you don't have the money that a big studio has. So basically what you're doing is just, you know, asking everybody you know for help to finish up the project. And it takes a long time, but we did it. And here we are.
So once you say you did it, and people hear about all of the independent film festivals and those kinds of things. And that's where you're catching some traction, right?
That is, yeah. So we have been going around to festivals across the country. We've been to Syracuse. We have San Luis Obispo coming up. We have been to Women in Texas Film Festival. We've been winning awards. We've been getting nominations, which is absolutely fantastic. We are going out to Florida. We have South Carolina coming up, Myers Beach. And that is really where you build up traction and viewing audiences when you're looking at distribution for a film. Because, you know, when you are an independent film, you want to get all your viewers in each state. So you kind of tour around with the film and get your audience built in with these film festivals. So people... We've been to almost 16 festivals now, and they just keep coming in. But the place where we are most excited to come is NIAC.
NIAC, yeah.
NIAC, baby. This is what I've been waiting for.
Well, that's good. You know, and it's a great setting in the auditorium.
Yeah.
It'll be comfortable for everybody. You get the big screen, great sound.
And it's where I did... It's where I grew up. It's where I did. It's the community that supported me when I was growing up here and doing all of the art that I would never have had, you know, the chutzpah to go out to California with if I didn't have the support of such an amazing community and been doing plays and musicals out at NIAC, you know, as a kid, as a 16-year-old, to be performing to an audience of 1,100 people. I mean, what other community in what other state could I have done that in, you know?
Yeah. And so now, what will people expect? What will they see when they watch this film?
So they're going to see the finished product that's been touring, and they're going to be seeing Two Ways Home, which is the movie that I shot in Iowa and that we finished up, starring Tom Bauer and Riley Bear, wonderfully talented native Iowan from Des Moines, and a great cast. And it's a beautiful film that was written by Richard Shino, who's also local. And he wrote this loosely based on my grandfather, who had PTSD from World War II, was a farmer in Garner. And kind of ideally, what was neat about the story is he based it on, you know, as an artist, you get to kind of choose what you would like the ideal outcome of something to be. And if I had moved back here and helped my grandfather to live out his days on a farm versus dying in a nursing home, which I know a lot of people can kind of relate to, what that would have looked like for me. And so it's a really neat story. And I really love this script. It's just, it's got so much heart to it. And I think that's what people are really, really loving about it.
Nice. Do you ever find yourself thinking, man, I really am living the dream?
Yeah. I have to say, like, every day, I just have to, you know, there's a lot of work that goes into being an artist and just selling your stuff and really wearing your heart on your sleeve with creating stuff that, you know, that you love. And there's a lot of no's, and there's, you know, for every no, for every 100 no's, you get a yes, I think, in this business. But I have to remind myself every single morning, you know, how lucky I am to have gotten this far with everything. And and having the film play here is, and the support of the community is such a huge, it's honestly, like, not the icing on the cake, it is the cake for me. And I have to say, too, what's really neat about it is this is going to be playing at a mental health summit here. And the sort of underlying story is that this is a story about a woman who has a mental health affliction. So she's dealing with bipolar disorder. And my family has, my mom and dad were advocates and volunteers with the National Alliance on Mental Illness and the North Iowa Area Alliance on Mental Illness. And, you know, current events, mixing art and sort of current events and trying to bring something to light, not too harshly in this film, but just seeing mental health in a positive light when we really could use a lot of funding on it right now in the nation, is a really neat thing to be able to do and show a hopeful light on that. You know, there's a lot of suicides out there going on right now. There's a lot of kids and schools who need support, you know, with the shootings and everything going on. So what we're doing with this film, which is cool, is it's only $5 a ticket, which is great. And all that money is going to NIAC, the mental health program at NIAC. And, you know, it's a smaller thing, but it's a great program out there. So we've been endorsed by National Alliance on Mental Illness. So, you know, when you can mix art with a cause and show something hopeful and create a lot of dialogue with a movie where people are coming up after the film with showings and talking about their own experiences with depression or postpartum or whatever that is, you know, that's really, that means that, you know, something special has been created.
Yeah, that's nice. Very, very nice. So then people probably always ask you, too, what's next? You know, I mean, you've been in really in the depths with this, putting this whole project together. And now, is there something else beyond this then? Are you thinking next? Is there something else?
Yeah, I actually have been hiding out in Clear Lake and writing in my house in Clear Lake and writing an episodic that's kind of close to Fleabag with a little bit of humor in it. mixing a sort of Iowa and California connection with it that I have a part for you in.
Oh, awesome.
So I'll just, I don't know your rates, but, and I know you're really hard to get in a film, I've heard.
Yeah. I've been a member of the Screen Actors Guild. I'm in. I just wondered why I wasn't in this, but I can wait till the next one.
I was sweating. I'm funny. I was sweating.
Yeah, no.
So yeah, I that's coming up, and then selling this film, of course, and getting on to an actual episodic, because there's a lot of work and TV and stuff like that. So, I've found that people just love this whole Iowa California connection. There's something really cool. I mean, it's not just that the primaries are held here first, but there's something to that, where people like groundedness, people like intelligence, people like the beautiful people of Iowa.
I would agree with that too. Mm-hmm. Being
Seriously.
An Iowan, and you can see that not just your film, but multiple films that have come out of this. And, there's an awful lot of Hollywood that likes to come here. And just to be a part of this state, what we can offer.
Exactly. And also making this film, I wanted to create more filming incentives for Iowa. And because I saw so many films coming in while I was in high school. Like, for example, I remember my friend was in Twister, Rob Mathis, but he was cast as an extra, and everybody else other than Twister was filmed here. This is just one example, but I remember they brought out all the actors from Los Angeles, of course, the leads. And we were so excited because his head was in a quarter of the screen. And we were like, oh my gosh, Rob, you're famous now. Your head, I can see your head in the screen. And I wanted the actors, all the actors and I wanted, nationally for people to look at the locations here, to look at the actors here and say, what a mecca of talent and what a great place to shoot a film. And going around to these festivals now, I've gotten so many inquiries about filming in Iowa because there are beautiful shots in Two Ways Home. We captured it beautifully. The director of photography did come out from Los Angeles. We have these great drone shots of the fields in Iowa and the farmland and fields and all parts of the year. And it's just – and so, fingers crossed, I don't see how people can't come out here and film more stuff and cast locally because, man, we have so much talent.
Well, keep it going.
Thank you.
Keep it going. I'll buy a ticket. That's $5. I can handle it.
Oh, thank you.
I'll come to the show at 9. We got to plug that again, too. The Midwest premiere will be Wednesday, April 29th at 7 o'clock.
Yes.
Open to the public. All tickets, $5. Proceeds will be going to the NAMI on campus, an organization providing mental health resources to NIAC students. You can go to the NIAC box office for information at niac.edu/box office or call 1-888-466-4222, and that's extension 4188 at NIAC. Buy some tickets, people. Go see the show. Looking forward to it. Tana, good to see you.
Thank you so much. It's so good to see you.
Come
you
back.
Haven't aged at all. Handsome as ever.
Okay. Yeah, right. Now I do want to be in a film. Thanks, Tana.
Thank
AM 1300 KGLO, getting it set for Mason City and for all of North Iowa.